This is Honest Reporting with Simon Plosker, keeping an eye on media bias and fake news.
Simon Plosker, firstly, how was your trip to South Africa?
Oh, absolutely wonderful. I had the most fantastic time. It was a real eye-opener, and you have such a remarkable Jewish community in Joburg, Cape Town, and Durban. I really have to say thank you to everyone that sort of, you know, brought me over, hosted me, and, you know, came and heard me talk as well. It was a really, really amazing time. I even got to go on a quick safari. I saw 4 out of the big 5, so that's not bad going. Haven't eaten any biltong, though. I have to point that out.
All right. Simon, you know what? I'm not sure how much you're missing, how much you aren't missing. Some people love it. Some people don't love it. But you were able to learn about apartheid and apartheid in context. And tell us a little bit about that, as opposed to the libel that's thrown at Israel. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that we're used to, certainly from a, if you want to call it a pro-Israel advocacy perspective, is sort of dealing with this whole apartheid libel that's thrown against Israel. But I don't think there's anything quite like actually going to South Africa and seeing it for yourself. Obviously, you know, obviously apartheid doesn't exist anymore, but I got to go to the apartheid museum in Johannesburg, and you know, it was overwhelming, really. You know, I found there was so much information there, so much to see. And, you know, it really, I think, increased my understanding of what the South African population went through during the apartheid years. And I also found that, anyone clever who wants to, you know, have a go at Israel can start putting dots all over a piece of paper and joining those dots to make a very false picture in terms of trying to compare things such as Israel's security measures, its bureaucracy, and then you can say, well, you know, we had something similar in South Africa, when in fact, you know, the reasons behind everything are so incredibly different. So I really do think that this trip will certainly help me, you know, in terms of putting things into a proper perspective.
Yeah.
I also visited Constitution Hill as well. And we went around with a former prisoner. He actually outlined his own experiences in the prison there. I'm absolutely positive that the horrific things that went on in that prison are not going on towards the Palestinian population in Israel. It's simply false. It's an absolute libel.
Look, while there is no apartheid in Israel, you and I know, apartheid is much closer to Nazism. That's very, very interesting to look at those two ideologies, because they both stem from this fascist ideology. And in fact, there were 4 South African leaders who in the early 1940s went over to Germany to go and finalize the blueprint for apartheid. Now, if you look at the Holocaust, Holocaust is the ultimate conclusion to racism, isn't it? And I have no doubt. Well, in fact, it's not proven, it's not written anywhere, but I think that extermination could have been part of the plan of apartheid.
Well, absolutely. And even I heard, you know, I watched video footage of some of those leaders talking about sort of their racial, ideas and philosophies.
Yeah.
And it was mind-boggling how this was able to happen. It's just really, truly unbelievable. But I think it really does put things into a proper perspective for me, certainly.
Yeah. And it also enabled you, it emboldened you to take on Google. Tell us about you taking on Google, Simon.
Well, without sounding too dramatic. I actually had, I was supposed to give a talk in the Old City, in Jerusalem's Old City the other day. And I just wanted to see how long would it take to walk there. So I used Google Maps from my office. And I was amazed when all of the routes said that you may be crossing country borders. And I'm like, seriously? There are no country borders there. What is going on? There's nothing there legally. There's no checkpoints, no nothing. There is, of course, you know, the old green line, but there was never an actual country that you're crossing. So I got in touch with people at Google, And another subscriber of mine actually started experimenting with the different routes, and it wasn't consistent, which means that sometimes this thing appeared saying country borders, other times it didn't. And it looks like it was a technical bug. I hope it is, rather than a political statement. And to their credit, Google have now corrected this problem. I'm able to walk to the old city without crossing any country borders.
Listen, you can't write out Ben Yehuda, Machane Ben Yehuda, completely, you know? That is kind of like the country, yes. You know, Ben Yehuda market. Anyway, Simon Plasker, that's where unfortunately we have to leave it. I would have loved to have had more time, but apparently we had some technical issues. So look forward to speaking to you again next week. Have a
Indeed,
good week.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. God bless. Bye-bye.